At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you believe your brain, or at least my brain and other brains, that it is not over yet for Joe Shane, he isn't completely safe, then the jury is still out. And if he does return as general manager to hire the brand new head coach, and that's the decision that ownership makes, that can't be the only decision. In my opinion, Tiki, and tell me if I'm telling lies here, he would also need an extension. Because Joe Shane has one more year left on his contract.
It's interesting.
And giving him the extension is not a, hey, Joe, you've done such a wonderful job, here's an extension.
Right.
It will hurt the coaching search if they know the general manager leading the search only has one year left on his contract.
I hear that often, but I don't know. I think as a head coach, if you know and have any kind of relationship with the general manager, or get to have a relationship with the general manager, it doesn't matter if they're on the hot seat, because somebody else is going to come in, especially if you're an experienced coach, and you'll then have input. If it's Mike McCarthy, for instance, and if it's a young head coach, then it's outside of his pay grade. You know what I mean? And so I get why people say that, but if you get offered a head coaching job, you're taking the head coaching job.
Not all, though. I mean, a lot of young coaches will wait.
It's the New York Giants. I get it. And they have their quarterback right now. You're taking the job. This is not like the Arizona Cardinals when they were going through ownership turmoil and general manager and president turmoil where everybody was jumping ship. This is the Giants, man. And so it's New York. It's a humongous opportunity. I think down the list of determiners is who's my general manager. I'm just being honest. That's just my gut.
I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical because even though it is the Giants and they have Jackson Dart, and those two things on its own should be enough for me to say, screw it, I'm going to take the job.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these hot young coaching candidates sometimes get the advice, don't just take the first job, take the best job. And if you're uncertain about the general manager's future, which means the GM could get fired after a year, and who knows? Who knows where that leaves you?
That's just you being scarred because of the Jets experience with Ben Johnson a year ago.
I don't even want Ben Johnson, even though Ben is doing a solid job in Chicago.
Yeah, he really is.
So you don't think it matters? You think Joe Shane being on a lame duck, and maybe that's not the right phrase, but having 1 year left on his deal wouldn't hinder a search at all?
He will be a lame duck, and it is what it is, but you can also just extend it by a year. Give him a year extension if he does a good job in helping determine who the head coach is going to be, or has another good draft, because it's been two in a row. He's had two good drafts. Those early drafts, as Sean and I have talked about many times, he was drafting for need. Like, I need this guy. I need this position. So I'm just going to take this guy because he's at the position. And that's how you create a loser, because you end up reaching for guys that don't belong, and then you come to rely on them, and they don't ever show up for you because they were overdrafted. These last couple drafts, they've been very smart about picking for need, but also best player available.
Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Marcus in Union, New Jersey. What's going on, Marcus?
Hey, how you guys doing? How's everything going?
All's well.
Good. So my thing is, I think this Giants job is going to be an attractive job And just like just what the idiot with Tiki said, I mean, you got to look at the roster. And I think Joe Shane probably should stay for another year. I mean, he possibly got the Defensive Player of the Year with Burns. He got the possibly Rookie of the Year with Dart. Rookie Defensive Player of the Year with Carter. He got Andrew Thomas. He got Malik Nabers. He got Statifield. He got Flock, who's playing well. I mean, he has a nice roster right now. I think it's just a coaching. And just like Tiki said, Joe Shane is not out there calling plays and doing anything like that.
Yeah, done. You're right. And it's on him to help the head coach or the coaching staff have the right kind of team to be able to win. So there is this symbiosis here, but it's not a one-to-one.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Comparison on reasons for why a team is not winning.
Dom in New Rochelle. What's up, Dom?
Hey, what's up, guys? I don't know about Joe Shane. I think he should be on his way out. I don't think he picks enough foundational players, particularly in the first and second round. Besides Jackson Dart and Malik Nabers, he's hit on. But in those early rounds, and the Giants have been picking early, like the past few years, I don't think he hits enough on foundational players, is what I'm saying.
I mean, yes and no, because he's been 50%. The last two drafts he hit, Abdul Carter, Jackson Dart, Malik Nabers. I don't know. You can't debate that in any capacity. You go back before that, you have Kayvon Thibodeau, Evan Neal, and Deontay Banks. So half of them have been great. Half of them haven't been.
He's had six first-round picks.
Six in 4 years.
In 4 years. I would say three have been very good, two have been busts, and one has been okay.
Yes.
And I would put Kayvon in the okay.
Right. He's been slightly above average.
Right. And the thing I don't think that's fair, and I've heard this so many times before, and I've heard it lately in regards to the Giants, whether it's Malik Nabers or Abdul Carter, is the, well, it was so high, that's easy. No, it's not easy.
No, it's not.
I mean, you could still pick very high and miss. So I don't think it's fair in one breath to say Evan Neal was a disaster at seven, which he was, and, well, I'm not giving you credit for Malik Nabers because that was easy at six. No! Like, yes, you have a better chance of hitting when you're picking higher, no doubt about it, but I think we need to treat hits and misses equally. So of that six, and this is where I think it's tough, like, what is a good percentage? Like, in baseball, if you get a base hit 29% of the time, that's really good. In the NBA, if you make 50% of your shots, that's really good. But if you're shooting free throws, it should be over 80%.
Right.
What's the percentage you want out of the draft picks that you hit, specifically in the first round? Like, if we agree with that and say, all right, so Joe Shane's hit at about a 60% clip in the first round,
right,
is that good?
I mean, it's hard to know. Let's just go look at the Philadelphia Eagles, because Howie Roseman gets lauded.
And they're the cream of the creme. The creme of the creme. Whatever that phrase
is. Cream of the crop.
Cream of the crop. We'll go with that.
Jihad Campbell, who's a linebacker they drafted from Alabama. I guess he's been he's not really playing that much, so you can't say he's been great.
Also, keep in mind the Eagles are selecting usually late.
Right, but still,
right.
It's even harder, but if you do a good job, and he gets lauded for this. Quinyon Mitchell, that's a hit, without a doubt. Jalen Carter, that's a hit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 75% or 66% right now. Jordan Davis, that's a hit. So that's like 80% right now.
But now we're comparing him to the best of the best.
Devontae, what else to be compared to? You want me to compare you against the bottom of the
no, end? No, you right? know, can I, but you know what the
Devontae
answer to that is?
Smith, great. So 5 out of 6 so far he's hit. And by the way, the one that he hasn't hit, he's a rookie this season, so we don't even really know yet. Then you go back to 2020. And then Jalen Reagor, miss. But second round, you got Jalen Hurts. So
hit. Makes up for it.
Hit. So it's like, I think you have to be thought of as good is like 80%.
Well, then he's below that.
Of course he is.
But we know that. But what's unfair is I wouldn't compare him to Howie Roseman because he's the best.
So who would you compare
him to? I wouldn't compare him to somewhere in the middle. Like, not the end, not the back end, the top end.
But who wants to be in the middle?
Well, to keep
That's my point. But who wants to be in the middle? Forget keeping your job. This is about being excellent.
Oh, he's not excellent.
If you're going to do something,
then he's not
excellent. Be excellent in it. If you're going to compare yourself to somebody, compare yourself to the top. Don't say, yeah, I just want to be just above. I want to be about the mean. That's where I want to live my life. I want to be average in life. I want to have an average family existence. I want to make an average salary. I want to have an average wife. I want to have an average job. Who the hell says that? Everybody says, I want to be number one. Go for number one.
But he's not number one.
And if you're not comparing yourself for number one, then what the hell are you doing? And if the Giants aren't comparing themselves to number one, then what the hell are you doing?
So they got to get rid of him.
If you don't want a guy who's the best at what he does, what the hell are you doing?
So you want him gone?
No, I don't want him gone.
Well, based on that rant, I would say that.
No.
You just said compare him to the best. Well, he's not the best. He's not even close to the best.
Of course he's not. But if you take a sample size of the last 2 years, guess what? He's the best.
What?
He's hit on the last two drafts.
Oh, on the last two drafts.
So what are we evaluating? This is why it's hard.
It is hard.
This is why, as a rookie general manager, he screwed the pooch, man. We saw it. It was just, dude, what are you doing, man? Stop. And then he followed up with Deontay Banks. Why you take a quarterback from Maryland who plays in the Big Ten? I have no idea.
Traded up, too.
Traded up to get a guy who plays in the Big Ten and sucked, right? Because Maryland was bad in the Big Ten. Go get me an SEC corner who I know is playing against the Devontae Smiths of the world and the elite players. Now, that's changed, obviously, because Ohio State has Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, and they're elite right now, but give me an SEC cornerback.
The other corner that year was Joey Porter Jr.
Right.
And Pittsburgh took it.
He's also the son of Joey Porter.
Right.
Genetics.
So what's your diagnosis then?
That's my point.
It's tough.
There isn't one.
No, I agree.
I don't have one. There's a day you could tell me I love Joe Shane. The next day I'll tell you, God, this guy was so bad. I watched how Deontay Banks played or how Evan Neal is just glued to the bench and it pisses you off. So you have these diametrically opposed opinions about the same man. How do you evaluate him?
So do you think then, for you, because you don't run the Giants, but you have an opinion on the Giants. Will the next 7 weeks change your view on
him? No, because what have you done for me lately?
Well, those players that you're talking about are going to be out there.
His last two drafts have told me he can draft.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.